Chapter 2. Inheriting Obesity. It is fairly obvious that obesity runs in families. Obese children often have obese siblings. Obese children become obese adults. Obese adults go on to have obese children. Childhood obesity is associated with a 200% to 400% increased risk of adult obesity. This is an undeniable fact. The controversy revolves around whether this trend is a genetic or an environmental problem, the classic nature versus nurture debate. Families share genetic characteristics that may lead to obesity. However, obesity has become rampant only since the 1970s. Our genes could not have changed within such a short time. Genetics can explain much of the inter-individual risk of obesity, but not why entire populations become obese. Nonetheless, families live in the same environment, eat similar foods at similar times, and have similar attitudes. Families often share cars, live in the same physical space, and will be exposed to the same chemicals that may cause obesity, so-called chemical obesogens. For these reasons, many consider the current environment the major cause of obesity. Conventional calorie-based theories of obesity place the blame squarely on this toxic environment that encourages eating and discourages physical exertion. Dietary and lifestyle habits have changed considerably since the 1970s, including adoption of a low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet, increased number of eating opportunities per day, more meals eating out, more fast food restaurants, more time spent in cars and vehicles, increased popularity of video games, increased use of computers, increase in dietary sugar, increased use of high fructose corn syrup, and increased portion sizes. Any or all of these factors may contribute to the obesogenic environment. Therefore, most modern theories of obesity discount the importance of genetic factors, believing instead that consumption of excess calories leads to obesity. Eating and moving are voluntary behaviors, after all, with little genetic input. So, exactly how much of a role does genetics play in human obesity? Nature versus nurture. The classic method for determining the relative impact of genetic versus environmental factors is to study adoptive families, thereby removing genetics from the equation. By comparing adoptees to their biological and adoptive parents, the relative contribution of environmental influences can be isolated. Dr. Albert J. Stunkard performed some of the classic genetic studies of obesity. Data about biological parents is often incomplete, confidential, and not easily accessible by researchers. Fortunately, Denmark has maintained a relatively complete registry of adoptions, with information on both sets of parents. Studying a sample of 540 Danish adult adoptees, Dr. Stunkard compared them to both their adoptive and biological parents. If environmental factors were most important, then adoptees should resemble their adoptive parents. If genetic factors were most important, the adoptees should resemble their biological parents. No relationship whatsoever was discovered between the weight of the adoptive parents and the adoptees. Whether adoptive parents were thin or fat made no difference to the eventual weight of the adopted child. The environment provided by the adoptive parents was largely irrelevant. This finding was a considerable shock. Standard calorie-based theories blame environmental factors and human behaviors for obesity. Environmental cues such as dietary habits, fast food, junk food, candy intake, lack of exercise, number of cars, and lack of playgrounds and organized